Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Off the ball, rugby.
Conan's going to come in and there's a very good chance now starting for the Lions. Yes, he's an absolute talisman. He's been the most in-form number eight for a good while now in the world.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Off the Ball app is getting a new look and will now be called the Go Loud app. You don't need to download it again. If you want to listen to 3 free podcasts per month or become a member and don't already have the app, search for Go Loud in your app store now.
Off the ball.
Off the ball. GAA.
Brian, a tough couple of weeks for the Camogie Association. What do you think of the result this evening?
It's fantastic. I'm absolutely delighted. I am so proud of all of our members and all of our delegates who came up here from all across the country to represent their membership. 120,000 members, 94,000 playing members. I was in touch with all of the different units over the last couple of days, engaged with them all. And my only question wasn't, what are you going to vote? My only question was, can you please confirm you've engaged with the members? Have you spoken to the players? Have you asked them what it is they want? And will you please reflect it? I don't want to be told what it is. And I know some of the units were posting what the results of their polling was. I wasn't looking for that information because that's up to the delegates to bring up to our Congress. So I'm absolutely delighted and I think it's a great day for the Camogie Association.
And will the working group that was set out to research new designs of skirts still go ahead?
Absolutely, yeah. So there's a really significant number of girls and I've got a huge amount of feedback over the past number of weeks from girls who want to keep playing in the skirt. Players up and down the country want to keep playing in the skirt. And they, even those who want to keep playing in the skirt, some of them will say, it's not the most comfortable skirt in the world, Brian. And my own daughter would say to me, the previous iteration of the skirt was more comfortable. And it was interesting to hear Anna Geary, and that clip came from the past for Anna. And I think, to be fair to her, she was right. People are A, entitled to change their minds, but B, she also commented, there were previous iterations of the skirt that may have been more comfortable. And I think, therefore, we do have an obligation to make sure that we put our players, give our players the opportunity to play in a skirt that is best in class. We will also, by the way, look at the design of the short, because it's becoming clear to me that the shorts that are available are largely men-designed shorts for men's bodies. So I'm going to ask that group that I have looking at the design of the skirt, will they also look at the design of the short over a period of time as well? But for the moment, it's just really focused on the really positive news, historic development in our history, in the Camogie Association's history. And it's a big issue for us because at the end of the day, on the 10th of August this year, we'll have an All-Ireland final, 3 games in Croke Park. and they will be played with girls wearing shorts. Not necessarily all of them, but there will definitely be girls wearing shorts, players out on the pitch wearing shorts on that day. And my big ask is, well, I'm hugely impressed by the number of people who got engaged in this debate over the last couple of weeks. And I want them to get behind the players. Actually stay at it. Don't walk away now just because the decision has been made. Stay at it, work with us and fill Croke Park. Wouldn't it be brilliant from a historic perspective that not only is it the first time that the All-Ireland Finals are played with girls in shorts, but it'll be the first time that Croke Park was filled for a Camogie Finals. And that's what I want to happen now.
This week on Diverted.
I mean, I woke up at like 11:30. I cracked a cold one with the boys. We had some buffalo chicken dip this afternoon.
It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it. It's the only way to do it in Gainesville, baby.
Yeah.
We are in the United States. We're talking college football, Hialeah in Miami, and we're talking pillow fighting.
It's still combat sports. The transition from bare knuckle to pillow fight is good because I'm also a Tai Chi instructor, so you know you got to go from hard to soft.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everybody. So, Brian Malloy is my name for those who don't know who I am. I'm the president of the Camogie Association. We're pleased to announce that delegates have voted by an overwhelming majority in favour of giving players greater choice in their playing attire. From midnight tonight, each individual player will have the option to wear skorts or shorts, adding choice while maintaining the professionalism and uniformity of our team kits in both colour and design. I want to sincerely thank our incredible volunteers for their ongoing support over the last few weeks, and to our delegates for voting on behalf of over 120,000 members, including 94,000 playing members. As the All-Ireland Championship begins this weekend, we ask everyone to support their teams, drive higher attendances at all our games, and in particular, to help us to fill Croke Park for our Glendiplex All-Ireland Finals on August 10th. 98% in favour, 2% against.
And how many delegates were there?
133.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Was there much of a debate?
No. I'd had conversations with the delegate chairs, or the county chairs and provincial chairs, over the last couple of weeks directly, and they were all very, very focused on engaging with their members and taking time to poll them, and they did it in numerous different ways, but they were very focused on the importance of getting the player's voice and making sure it was listened to. For a lot of people, that was the focus, that was the point of today, just to make sure that each one of those delegates then came in and reflected that in the vote. So for many of them, they said that there's nothing to say. We had a brief conversation, a brief chat, as you can imagine. But it's very positive up there. There was a very strong round of applause as soon as the vote was announced. People are very happy about this. People are very positive about this. The key piece, and I said it in the note that I issued out to the chairs 2 weeks ago, I think, at this stage, which was that we're not getting rid of skorts. Thousands, tens of thousands of girls around the country enjoy playing camogie in skorts. And tens of thousands of girls around the country would prefer to wear shorts.
And that's what we've now enabled. We've enabled that within our association. And it's a historic day for the association because it comes into effect from midnight tonight, which means that the first round of the Glendimplex Championship this weekend, there will be girls playing championship camogie matches wearing shorts. And I'm delighted. I'm delighted that we've been able to achieve that so quickly. Like, when you think about it, and most of you are well experienced in terms of engaging with large organisations, to turn around a decision of that scale and magnitude in under 4 weeks. It's just over 3 weeks that the initial email arrived into my inbox about this as being an issue, and then we had the first protest, and then we went from there. And I know it's been really difficult. It's been really difficult for the volunteers. It's been really difficult for the players. Players just want to play camogie. Players just want to be comfortable playing camogie. And I think you all know I recognised that early on, and I made it clear that my own personal view was that girls, the players should be allowed the choice. But I can't make that decision, and that was the key piece. The democratic processes within the Camogie Association, and I used the phrase before, when I was on radio, that we're a member-led grassroots association. And everybody says that, but a lot of people don't know what that means. That means that the members make the decision through Congress, not the Uachtaráin. I may be the president, but I don't run the Camogie Association rules myself. I enable the members through Congress to make the decisions. So as quickly as I possibly could, in the 2 week minimum period that I'm required to hold or to give notice of a special Congress, we did it. We did it this evening. We didn't have you waiting too long, so it was a fairly quick Congress that we had. And as I said, a 98-2 is a fairly resounding result in favour of choice for the players.
Brian, is it a victory for common sense, do you think?
From my perspective, it's a fantastic victory for choice. It's a fantastic victory for the players, and it's a fantastic opportunity for us to attract more players who maybe don't like playing in squads. And I've always recognised that. I personally have two daughters who play, and they would be advocates of squads. I got so many messages over the last number of weeks. So obviously the high profile messages were about girls who wanted to play in shorts, but I got loads of messages from people who prefer to play in the squad. And I think it's a victory for the Camogie Association, really. I think it's a brilliant result. I could never predict beforehand what was going to happen. It'd be wrong for me to start making predictions about what was going to happen. And I was being asked what I think was going to happen and who was going to vote, and was I telling people what to vote? No. All of my communication with all of the chairpersons was just to confirm unequivocally that you have engaged with your membership. And people need to understand with our membership as well, we have 124,000 members across our association. 94,000 of our members are playing members. The vast bulk of the remaining 30,000 are the parents of playing members. So when people talk about the relationship between the delegates and the players and the members and the players, our delegates are our members are our players. So we are all the one. So I think overall, from an association perspective, it's a really positive day.
Brian, what message would you like to send to players after the results of this vote? And then secondly, can I just ask how many delegates came from outside of Ireland?
I don't actually know the answer to the last question, sorry about that, but I'll find out for you and we'll be able to communicate it back too. The message to everybody, to our players, to our members, to prospective members, to anybody who wants to start playing camogie, we have a social camogie scene, we have, as well as the traditional competitions, is that camogie is there for everybody. Camogie is there whatever you want to play in now. We have a very strong tradition across the Camogie Association. 121 years ago, Maureenny Kinnéidhe and her peers set about the setting up of the national governing body. That's before all of your organisations were formed. That's before the state was formed. And the first thing they did was they codified the rules of the association. Why? That's how you maintain the integrity of the association into the future. And that's why, as a member-focused, a member-led organisation, it's the members that change the rules, not the Ord Comhairle, not the president. And I think the message that goes out to players is, we will react. We will engage. We will work. If you talk to us, we will work with you. But we will do it within our rules. We can only do it within our rules. We cannot set aside rules just because people want us to. We can only operate within our rules. And I think, to be fair to us as an association, I'd like to see other associations that could point to turning around a rule change as quick as we have done here. And that would be the message. If there are issues, we'd always listen. And that's what has been happening over the last 2 weeks. All of those delegates have been engaging and talking to their members, which, as I said, the members are predominantly players. That's who they're talking to.
Brian, do you admire the efforts of the players for what they've done over the last 2 weeks to try and effect change?
I have huge respect for all of the members of the Camogie Association and indeed all the Gaelic Games Association, because, like me, they have a job. They're in college and they're trying to, whether it be train and prepare for major games, or whether it be try to run a club or try to run a county or try to run a province or operate at national level. Everybody who's involved in the Camogie Association, I admire them all. I absolutely admire them all. We have 94,000 playing members, and I admire them all for their commitment. I admire them all for the work that they put in, and I admire them all for the communication around what it is that they want to do, because they communicated. They are the ones who fed the message back to the delegates saying, this is what we want. And clearly, the message was a resounding, yes, we want choice.
Brian, why was the meeting held in camera tonight? And second of all, could have the, it's within the rules of the Camogie Association for the Ardchoil of the Central Council to make a derogation of rule. Could that have applied here, considering the amount of support there was for choice?
Yeah, so the Camogie Association Special Congress hasn't been held before. Our general congresses, I've never had cameras in at our congresses, so it's not something we do. I think the GAA does bring the media into the room, so we don't do that. So it wasn't that we did something special on this one. That's our normal approach, and I was quite comfortable with that. I lost the second question.
Second question is the derogation of rule.
Absolutely no. So a derogation of rule being used in that manner would be overturning a democratic decision of Congress. And I made that clear, and I'd say you're probably aware on the This Week programme. The reality is I couldn't, because that would be the Uachtaráin or the Ord Cóirle setting aside a democratically made specific decision of Congress. Congress represents the members of our association. Congress is where our members come together. It's not unlike our overall democracy in terms of a representative democracy. So the members put forward people from amongst them. They're not these faceless people that just arrive in as delegates. The delegates are our members. The delegates are representative of those members, and they come forward to Congress and they have spoken to their members and they make decisions on the rules. They determine the rules. My role as Uachtaráin, my role as president, is to show leadership at times of crisis and to say, okay, but we have to protect the integrity of the game. And I've said this before, my role isn't to protect the association or the soft seats or any of that. It's to protect the integrity of the game. And that means I do not start overruling the rules of the association. What I do when it becomes clear that change is necessary, I enable as quickly as possible the opportunity for those members to be consulted with and for delegates to come back up and reconsider the question. And that's what we did.
Brian, was there a debate on the rules this evening?
There wasn't, and you can imagine with 98 too, there was no real appetite for a big debate. There was a conversation more so than a debate, to be honest, around the fact that they had all engaged and people had engaged. So the process that we used, so that you're aware of it, was were possibly in many ways sometimes a little bit less formal than some of the other associations. So we all had a bit of food, first of all. And there was a lot of conversations and interactions between people, and it became clear that people were talking to each other and they had spoken to their members and they got out to speak to their members, which, as I say, are predominantly the players. They might not be county players, but they're all players and they're parents of the younger players. And there was a mix of feelings with regard within the individual clubs, for example, or within the individual counties. But the overall position, as evidenced by 98.2, was clearly, look, we were in favour of this. So there was no need for a debate. There was no prevention of a debate in that the standing orders provided for people to make any comments that they wanted to, engage in any conversation that they wanted to. But as you can imagine, when everybody's sitting there thinking, well, I'm voting in favour and I'm voting in favour and I'm voting in favour, there was no the environment wasn't there for anybody.
Was there a motion put, or what is it? How would the rule?
Yeah, so we brought all the motions together as one vote because there was five motions in total. There's the substantive one, and then that sounds like a lot, but in actual fact, it's the substantive one, and then there were four technical motions with regard to rules that cover sponsorship, or rules that cover crests, and rules that cover other pieces that had to be amended, where they say this must be included on a skirt, to say this must be included on a skirt or a short, just to make sure that we had covered all the technical pieces on it.
The wording of the substantive motive was?
I don't have it to hand. We can get it to you though, yeah. It'll be released, yeah. Yeah,
just
we can
so
release it out, yeah.
Licensing on the sponsorship, is there a certain sort of grace period there for that to be implemented?
Crests, yeah. So we had engaged with the manufacturers with regard to the... So a lot of the counties, as you know, already got their shorts. Some have crests on them, some haven't. And what we said was we didn't want a situation arising that for the games this weekend where I know the players are anticipating and hoping for a yes vote, and then if there's a yes vote... And in fairness, I've spoken to current and former county players who are very supportive of me personally and very supportive of what we're trying to do in terms of fixing the issue, but doing it in a way that's in accordance with our rules, as distinct from sidestepping the rules. And one of the issues that came up was that for some manufacturers, the screen printing of the crest isn't something that can just be done overnight. It takes a couple of days or weeks. So we pushed that one out to the 1st of July. So we're leaving a month grace period for getting the crest onto the short. We do want uniformity. Like, we want the girls to continue, and the players themselves want to look professional, want to look well when they're out there, but they want to be comfortable and they want to be able to play in the clothing that they're comfortable with. And for some people, literally tens of thousands, and I know it's not a narrative that's been picked up in some cases, but tens of thousands of girls want to keep playing in skorts. But tens of thousands of girls want to play in shorts. And now we are enabling an environment where both are able to do that, which is great.
What's been the difference in a year? As in, how come such a quick turnaround, do you think?
I think there's a couple of bits to that. So, and I know you're saying that we need to move on, Aileen, but I'll just deal with this one. So there's a couple of bits to take into account. And it probably comes down to two primary pieces, in my view, and I could be wrong, but in my view, that there's two primary pieces to it. One was, last year, 2024, there was a campaign running from 2023 into 2024 with regard to the potential change. And that campaign was positioned as, and you'll probably remember it, shorts, not skorts. Now, the actual motions that were coming forward, some of them, there was four in total, and they got narrowed down to two on the day, but there was half of them were for choice and half of them were for shorts, not skorts. But as you guys know yourselves within the media, sometimes the slogan overcomes the facts that are on the motion themselves. So there kind of became an association with the change that's been talked about here is shorts, not skorts. And that lost a bit of people who wanted to keep their skorts were going, I don't want that, that's not choice, even though one of the motions actually was allowing for choice. The second piece to it was last year's motions were team specific as distinct from individual. So the way we have done it, an individual player can wake up in the morning on Saturday, where we have rounds of our championship on this Saturday, and she can decide, I'm going to wear a skort today. And she can pick up her team skort and she can go out and play. And then the following week, she can wake up and go, now I'm going to wear shorts today. And she can pick up her team short and walk out and play in her shorts. Last year's motion were team focused. And the issue with team focused ones, if you imagine, and there was a lovely interview done on Galway BFM 2 weeks ago, but one of the All-Ireland under 16 winning players, and she made the comment that they were talking about, obviously, no surprise, they were talking about the skorts and shorts issue. And she made the point, she loves her skort. She finds it really comfortable. But I just picture her in an environment where it's a team-based decision. And she breaks through and she's on the All-Ireland winning team at under 16 and she keeps going, she's a rock star. And she's playing under 18 and she wins an All-Ireland medal. And she breaks through into the 23s and she wins and she's fantastic. And she's so excited, she's selected for the senior team and she walks in with her skort that she loves playing in. And the team says, sorry, we're a shorts team. So there would have been a bit of pushback against that environment happening. So what we have done, even though it's kind of, you brought this last year, it's the exact same thing. It's not the exact same thing. It's a very different context and a very different motion. Now, I think we're going to wrap it at that.
Brian,
okay.
Just as regards to Munster final, do you, where, obviously it's a decision for the Munster Council, but when do you envisage that game being?
I genuinely don't know, and it is very much the committee in charge. So as you know, our model is a little bit different in that there's no transition through, so it's a completely separate competition. As I have said, I fully support the decision that was made with regard to the deferral of that game, but I don't have visibility on when they're planning on replaying that game.
In case you missed this morning's Off the Ball breakfast,
we had this.
On a personal note, I'd be very disappointed myself. I had my job to do. I did do it to my best ability. I did. I gave it everything. We came up short. But personally, I'm disappointed that I didn't get the extra team back to where they needed to be. Do I get another year at that in year three? I think it's probably a little bit early to be thinking about it.
And there was also some of this.
Amorim was slow to use his subs. Like, that was one of the criticisms. And he said afterwards, like, I'm not the kind of person who will change just to show the people that I'll change. And it's just like, no shit, Ruben.
Who's he talking to with these things?
I don't know anymore, right? Like, the voice is in his head, it seems like.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball breakfast elsewhere on the Go Loud app and every weekday morning from 7:30.
Off the Ball. GAA.